Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Great to be here.
And congratulations on the announcement of the new season, 2025-26. Has a couple of themes, connection and celebration, discovery and diversity. Can you speak to us about these?
Sure. I mean, you know, first of all, every year making a new season and announcing it is so special for us because it's an opportunity for us to obviously bring our art to the community. And what I'm so proud about with this season and with so many of the seasons that we've had of late is that I think there are seasons where there's really something for everyone. And as we talk about being Toronto's symphony orchestra, knowing that no matter what taste you might have in music or what gets you excited about live performance, that there's something in our season that will connect with you. That's really exciting. Next season begins with Carmina Burana, which is, of course, a very large orchestral and choral work with soloists and drama. And it ends with Beethoven's the Ninth Symphony and the wonderful Ode to Joy. So in a sense, the season is kind of bookended by these large, dramatic, and emotional works. And when you mention discovery and diversity, I mean, I would really say, you know, there are 16 works next season that will be heard for the very first time in Canada. There are either Canadian premieres, North American premieres, or Toronto premieres. So there's going to be many opportunities for our audience to experience something new and kind of be the first to hear these incredible works. And there are some moments where we're going to have some interesting pieces of repertoire and guests that we don't hear in the concert hall with orchestras very often. And I think that will be that diversity, of course, speaks to the wonderful city that we live in. And I think it's frankly just going to be so interesting for our audiences to hear.
Yeah, on that note, you have three artists in the season who are unconventional in an artistic sense. You're celebrating the fusion of orchestral mediums. Can you talk to us about Zanija Zirova, Anushka Shankar, and Abel Salauko?
Well, like every artist on stage at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and every guest, these are incredible musicians, but they come from very different backgrounds and they each play instruments that we are either not used to hearing in an orchestral context or they're done in such different ways. So Ms. Sidorova is an accordion player, an incredible instrument. She's from Estonia and she will be playing a concerto especially written for her. But of course, we don't hear accordion in orchestra very often. Anushka Shankar, the daughter of the great Ravi Shankar, she will be coming and playing her father's concerto, which was the sitar concerto number 2. So imagine if an Indian raga and a symphony came together, this very meditative kind of otherworldly piece, and of course with probably the greatest sitar player living. And Abel Salauko is a cellist, a South African cellist. He really does quite a lot with improvisation and sort of interactivity with audiences. So I get a feeling something very special will happen at that concert, in addition to him playing a new piece by Jesse Montgomery that she is writing for him. So I think these three concerts are going to be very, very special.
And it's now a tradition to anticipate who the spotlight artists will be for the TSO season. These are artists who make multiple appearances and Torontonians get a chance to get to know them a bit better. Who have you got lined up this year?
As we normally have, we have two spotlight artists next season. And the first is the internationally known and appreciated violinist and conductor, Joshua Bell. You know, he debuted with the TSO in 1988. He was still a teenager. And of course, we saw him last in February 22, right before the lockdown. But he will be coming to the orchestra and he'll be playing a concerto by the Ukrainian composer, De Hartmann. And then he'll also be coming back as a conductor, playing and leading a program with the orchestra that includes Beethoven 7. And then, of course, we have the incredible prize-winning Canadian pianist, Bruce Liu. He won the 2021 Chopin competition, and he has been having an incredible international career ever since. So he will be coming back for two performances with the orchestra, including Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, and we're gonna have an opportunity to really spend some time with him and get to know this rising Canadian star.
And the pop season is looking really fun as well. Tell us what's lined up there.
Well, you know, again, the pop season, it's a great opportunity to hear the orchestra and guests in a wide variety of music. We have the sensational Kapathia Jenkins. I think she's just such a wonderful singer, and everything I've heard from her has been just absolutely top quality. She's bringing soul music, music made famous by Whitney Houston, Gladys Knight, Adele, and whatnot. We will have a tribute to the wonderful partnership, the visual and audio partnership, as it were, between Steven Spielberg and John Williams. So we're going to hear music from some of the many films in which they've collaborated. We've got a wonderful tribute to the Beatles with new arrangements of their hits and projections of hundreds of never before seen archival photos of the group. And the sensational Tony Desserre comes back with the music of a really great contemporary troubadour, as it were, Mr. Billy Joel. So it will be a really fun pop season.
And I'm always delighted to see what you've got on for young people's concerts. Very fun programming, always very inventive and creative. What's lined up for 25-26?
Well, our young people's concerts are such a great way for young people and their families to experience orchestral music together. We've got a wonderful holiday program. We've got a Halloween program. But the one that I'm most excited about is called She Holds Up the Stars. It's a world premiere performance, and it is based on the award-winning book of Sandra Laurent. And we're going to be partnering with Red Sky Performances on this. It's a completely new project, new sets, costumes, puppets, music. And it's really the story of a young girl searching for her indigenous identity. And that's going to be brought to life on stage, again, with this newly commissioned visual art, puppets, dancing and whatnot, in newly commissioned orchestral music by Elliot Britton.
And another dimension of the something for everyone theme that you always have going at the TSO, some great special performances I see lined up with Joe Hisaishi, a continuation of your Lunar New Year celebrations, and some great films.
Yeah, we're just off of our Lunar New Year celebration this year, the Year of the Snake, and so we are so excited that next year we'll get to welcome in the Year of the Horse, really showcasing again this wonderful music that speaks to the Chinese culture, speaks to Western culture, and captures that spirit of renewal and prosperity that the Lunar New Year brings us. We're also going to see Joe Hisaishi. This is the composer who's probably best known for his work with Studio Ghibli. He's coming with a new concerto for orchestra, which is a Canadian premiere and a TSO co-commission. He's also going to bring a new suite of music from Academy Award-winning film, The Boy and the Heron, which many of you might remember opened TIFF last year. I was there and I found it incredibly moving, and I'm so looking forward to hearing that music again. And of course, we are continuing with our films, live films with the orchestra. And so we're having a return of Home Alone, again, Spielberg and John Williams, E.T. We're going to see the full film, and for Valentine's Day, The Princess Bride.
Great.
It's going to be really, really fantastic. And perhaps the special that has me most excited for next year is the return of superstar pianist Long Long. He's coming for an unforgettable gala performance on September 24th. We're going to hear him in Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. And just having him, this great advocate for music education, and of course, an incredible pianist, having him with Gustavo in the orchestra will undoubtedly be a highlight of the season.
And I noticed there's a work by the legendary Wynton Marsalis in the lineup.
Yes, on that opening night program, I spoke about opening with Carmina Burana. To really balance that out, we are going to have the Canadian premiere of a new concerto for orchestra written by Wynton Marsalis. And of course, Wynton Marsalis is one of those absolutely incredible artists who is an award-winning trumpet player in classical music and in jazz music, and an award-winning composer in both classical and jazz voices. And so many of his works really actually kind of speak to both. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what he will do with the toy box that is an orchestra at his disposal in this concerto for orchestra.
For sure. Well, this is, once again, such a vibrant lineup of music. And again, in heading in so many different directions, it must take an army to put these programs together.
You know, this is really led by our music director, Gustavo Gimeno. He has such a broad view. You know, he's really interested in how an orchestra can engage with their audience. And also, you know, his musical taste is really so broad. So he really leads us in this direction. And we've got a fantastic artistic team who helps him bring that vision to life. And it's I think it's a bold vision. And I think it's a vision that really speaks to a season that could only happen in Toronto. And that makes me very happy.
Well, it's fantastic to have you as always. Mark Williams, thank you for joining us at Sunday Night at the TSO. And we look forward to all of the amazing music to come.
Thank you for having me.